Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 222.
Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here.
Yeah.
Everybody right here, the straight, the bi, the queer. If you love your life and you're feeling alright, let me hear you scream, oh yeah. Let me break down what you're about to witness. We flipped the scripts and made this business. Don't count us out, we're right up in this. If you got pride, I know you feel this. I get mad love when I'm making you move. I get mad love from the freaks in the room. We're soldiers, fool, I thought you knew. It's pride or die, yo, me and my crew. I bring the new interpretation of gayness when the radio plays this. Or on your VJ video playlist, we're here for good, nothing can change this. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now. Something is happening right here. Something is happening right here. Right here, right now.
What's happening is a human movement.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm back. Yes, I'm back from Manila. Yeah, it's been an exciting 3 weeks for me. Yeah, and we have a big show for you today on this episode. But before we go on, I just want to share some stories about our trip. Yeah, and it's Mike and I went to Manila last July 31st, and we had lots of adventures there at the gay-friendly bars and in Malate and Quezon City. So, okay, what they do there, if you're a foreigner, they put you at the very front near the stage so the MCs and performers can pick on you. So that's exactly what happened to me and Mike. Yeah, so on the first night, we went to a bar, a sing-along bar called The Library. So why is it called The Library? I think when kids are asked, why are they going out very late at night? Well, they're going to the library. Yeah, but it's actually a sing-along bar. And every bar there has a karaoke, or someone is singing, or it's a sing-along bar, or you have MCs who are singing. So you just can't take away the microphone from some Pinoys. Okay, so we were at the library. There were guys on stage. Some were in drag. Yeah. And yeah, and they started asking questions to Mike. He's there, right there. Just come up to them, give them the microphone, so everybody in the bar could hear. So, like, they were asking him, like, where are you from, and what do you do, and where have you been in Manila, and stuff like that. And it's a good thing Mike is a good sport, so he was able to tolerate that. He's really a shy guy. So on the second night, we went to another sing-along bar called Bar Uno. And sure enough, the same thing happened. They made me and Mike sit at the very front. Just so happens there's always an open seat there, open table there. So it was kind of weird because they were asking me what should they sing so we could give them a tip. Yeah, so I told them, sing something Madonna. They sang something Madonna, I forgot already. So later, when they finished that, okay, so where's our tip? Okay, I told them, sing one more song. Come on, sing something else. And they asked me, okay, what should we sing? Okay, sing something Britney Spears. So they did. They sang Toxic. Yeah, it was kind of funny. So needless to say, we really didn't like that bar that much. So we had to leave in between songs when they were performing something. So okay, so the much better bar we went to was the Butterfly. That was better because it's just a simple bar where you can just have a drink and chat with people. And they have they even have that rainbow flag outside. So I thought that was cool. And of course, like I said earlier, you can't take away the microphone from some people so they could sing karaoke. Yeah. Okay, if you're in a bar in Europe, you could pretty much expect that if you go to a back room, some hanky-panky happens, you know. Some, I don't know, things happen. Some puppetry or whatever. So, but in Manila, you when you go back, go to the back rooms there, you find people singing karaoke. And at least that's what I observed, okay. So I was there for 2 weeks. And what else happened? Yeah, 2 weeks. It's been very fun. Met up with friends. I came out to my sister. Yeah, she was so cool about it. And so I'm pretty much out to my family now. And I'm happy about it. And yeah, that's great. Are you guys out to your family? Yeah. Just wondering. Okay, so anyway. So we have an interview with Big Nug to promote his new album. And we also have a voicemail and lots of feedback from Bigger Manila. They're the chub group in the Philippines. They're in Manila. So they're not much into calling big guys bears. They're used to calling them chubs. So, yeah, they're a chub group. Not much of a bear group, but a chub group. Okay, so let's go on with the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Welcome to Bear Podcast, everyone. This is Nard, and we have a guest in this episode. It's the fast-rising bear hip-hop artist, Big Nug. Hey, how are you, Big Nug?
Hey, what's going on, Nard? How you doing?
Oh, good, good, good. How about you? What's going on with you? Last time I saw you was last month in Columbus. At Tradewinds.
Yeah, over at the bar, go figure.
I was surprised because, you know, I was just there, you know, my partner and I were just walking around. He just wanted to go somewhere, and I told him, you know, the night before would be Wolf's, and then the night after, let's go to Tradewinds, because that's where I heard the bears go. So, okay, so we went, and then I went to the back part, you know, the patio, just by chance, and then I saw you there. I almost didn't recognize you.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, well, to me, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, it's not a bear run. What's Nard doing here?
You know, I know. It's just a couple of friends we visit. That's why we're usually there. And
we were just out and about, you know. Like a down weekend because we had Pride and all that stuff, you know, the weekends prior, so it was pretty chaotic. So when you saw us, we were always kind of chilling, kicking back, you know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know what happened after that? After Tradewinds, we went to the Eagle. Was it?
Exile.
Sorry, it's the Exile. I keep forgetting. It's not anymore the Eagle. Yeah, that's where we found a guy getting mummified. Yeah, so
yeah, I saw your picture.
Yeah, that was kind of creepy. And okay, so we talked about it in the show, and my co-host, my co-host Ray said we talked about it, and my co-host Ray said, you know, email us if you want Nard mummified. And sure enough, we got some emails asking if I could get mummified. So I'm a little scared about that, so we shall see. I don't know how Ray's going to do that. But anyway, okay, so let's get on to your upcoming project. You have a new album coming out.
Yeah,
tell us about it.
Yeah, new album's a year and a half in the making.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Nugget Volume 1. It's actually the first of a series of three albums. So, well, this one's coming out on about September 2nd is the official release date. Pre-orders can be, you know, made as well early right now at GameMusicUSA.com. But, just been putting a lot of time, effort, and focus in making sure this new album is, you know, top-notch production-wise and quality.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely.
I would say it's definitely a fun album.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to, my first album, there was definitely a lot more politically driven tracks, a little more fierce, whereas this album is, it's more directed into the dance floor, sort of. well, I'm still making my points and saying what I'm saying, but it's the tracks, the beats, and everything are definitely directed more towards the dance floor.
Yeah, one of the tracks there is something that's happening. Is that
something is happening?
Something is happening. Okay, yes. Something is happening, and yeah, I kind of like that tune. What's it about? It's the second track that I saw, right?
Yeah. It's we start out with the intro, then that's actually like the first music track. Mm-hmm. And that was meant to start, you know, to start the album. I actually kind of did it with, I wrote that with Mondo Homo down in Atlanta, kind of in mind when I wrote it. That's a queer music festival that I perform at down in Atlanta for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, you know, since it's the gay scene, the gay music scene, and the track is that. It's like something is happening right here, you know, pay attention to what's going on. You know, yeah. Something's happening right here in our own community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just addresses the fact that, you know, like I said, we flipped the scripts that made this business just because, you know, it was a largely homophobic mainstay in hip-hop.
Yeah.
So it's time to turn it around on them, you know, and kind of take it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what it is. It's something's happening right here. You know, you don't have to go into listen to a bunch of mainstream hip hop. Like, something's happening right here in the gay scene.
Yeah, that's right. Do you have any shows coming up there in Columbus right now? Or
we're going to have my CD release party. It's going to actually be the following month. It's going to be October 3rd, Friday, October 3rd. It's going to be at Tradewinds.
Oh. That's a good venue for that. They do have a big stage there, the big dance area. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be back there. Like, there's kind of like an area that kind of steps up on the other side of that dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably where we'll perform from that way that people can dance on the dance floor.
Yeah.
But
so that's why this is a music album. Okay, so they can really dance to it. All right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And like, I had my friend, Unique, she was on the Unity tour with me, and she did Homo Revolution last year on the fall dates. She's also a guest on this album as well, on a track called Finer Things. But she's going to make a guest appearance at the show, and then I have a friend from Boston. His name is Sant One. He's from a group called Zulo,
mm-hmm.
Up there in Boston. He's coming down here as well. So it's going to be a pretty good show. We're going to start at the door start at 9. The show's going to start about 10:30.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just going to be, I'll probably do the entire Nugget Volume 1 in its entirety. You know, as well as like the hits off of Revolution.
That's right.
The mainstays.
Okay, I've been reading your website earlier, and you mentioned it before. You're going to have a European tour?
Yeah, we've been looking into it, yeah, for the probably late spring 2009. Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of that stems from, like, the queer indie scene over there.
Mm-hmm.
It has kind of, like, its own little path that other indie queer performers have followed as far as the different venues and stuff. So there is definitely already that kind of scene going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
The other reason is because if I'm going to spend the money for travel and stuff, I might as well go over there because it's so expensive here.
Yeah.
You know, trying to even go do shows. And, you know, that was the major roadblock when I did the city tour was because of the gas. You know, when mm-hmm. I started planning the tour, gas was still only, you know, $2-something.
Yeah.
And then when it came time for the actual tour to hit, it's here, it's $3-something and more. So,
and more, you know, especially in California. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, you can't really, you know, no one can really afford to go out there and lose money, especially in gas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason we're in. And I have some people over there, you know, like MC Envy. He's over in London, and I've been working with him. And he actually came into Atlanta this year, so I was able to meet him in person and everything, too. And so we'll probably do some shows over there with him. So it's kind of nice to have like a base over there, you know, with people.
Yeah.
But I just figured, you know, I'm going to spend the money. I might as well go over there and give it a whirl because I've already done a lot of the major cities here.
Yeah, it's easier if you know someone, especially there in another country.
Exactly. Yeah, and like I have a couple people in different areas too that I've worked with. Mm-hmm. So that's the nice thing, you know. It's like I'm not really going there blind, and I'm going, you know, and I meet people that I already have met over here in the States.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that makes a big difference.
And Australia too. Wow.
Yeah, Australia. Well, and that was through one of their like bear groups or something like that.
The bear group there in Australia. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, somebody was interested in from Sydney Pride.
Oh, so, just in time for Sydney Pride. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's just, you know, all of it's obviously in the making, but you know, it's better to have my goals set and then just kind of work towards that. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. And plus, too, like on my iTunes and stuff like that, like my iTunes UK sales are probably the same as my mm-hmm. US sales.
Oh, so, okay. So, of course, there's a lot of a lot more downloads. Because I asked someone before about this, their CD sales compared to their download sales. I bet there's a lot more download sales.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. If I'm doing shows, obviously that's where I'm selling my physical CDs, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because the people want to buy it from you or they want you to sign it or something. But yeah, I would say definitely I make more money off of my digital sales.
Yeah.
Cause that check comes, you know, like every 4 to 6 weeks. So, mm-hmm. and that's a good thing. But yeah, cause a lot of it too is physical CDs that people are going to buy it and they're in Europe, you know, it's cost to ship that over. So they, you know, they lose that unless you have a European distributor.
Yeah, that's so, right. Okay.
Yeah, so they go on iTunes UK, and I'm in there already, so they just buy it through that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would definitely say I definitely make more of digital than I do physical.
Yeah.
But
would you be able to sell CDs when you're in Europe? Because I heard problems happened in another bear tour, the Bears on the Run, when they tried to go to Toronto, and they have these CDs and T-shirts and stuff, and they tried to sell it there. They weren't allowed to go in because, you know, you're gonna sell stuff and you need some kind of permit. And
yeah, I never even thought about that.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
But I would assume that, you know, you definitely have to look into all that, you know, as far as permits and, you know, as far, I would think more with the venues than anything. But also, I mean, if you're traveling with all the merchandise takes up a lot of space.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would probably go limited merchandise and then rely more on, you know, mm-hmm. digital sales.
Yeah, that's true.
And exposure. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, personally myself, I wouldn't want to carry around.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. It'd be hard. Unless you have somebody really to lug it around for you, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. You just end up with a bunch of broken merchandise.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so connections. How can you have Facebook? You know what? I've never had a Facebook. I don't go to Facebook.
I'm slowly getting into it. Yeah. Facebook's too slow for me.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It's like I go to do something and it takes, you know, too long to load, and I'm kind of a right now guy, so it's still too slow. I'm barely on it. Like, I'm on the MySpace all the time.
Yeah, MySpace. You know, MySpace is a little easier. I'm into MySpace a bit, so.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. And I'm on there, and people, like, if they ever want to, you know, send me a message, I am the one getting it. I will say what's up, you know, shoot you back a comment or whatever. That's probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. I have my bignug.com as well,
mm-hmm.
but I think my MySpace is definitely updated more. I have a video blog, too, that I've been doing.
Oh, video blog. Where do you put it?
It's on my MySpace. It's on Podomatic.
Ah, okay.
That's who I host through, but it's if you go like on my MySpace, it's in my left-hand column,
mm-hmm.
and there's a couple videos there. But yes. I've been trying to, you know, do something at least once a month, just so that I'm on there, and like people, once they subscribe to it, they can, you know, get an iTunes podcast subscription and stuff.
That's right. MySpace. What's the MySpace? Would you rather MySpace or Facebook or MySpace? Right.
Oh, MySpace. Yeah, MySpace.com/BIGGNUGG.
All right. Can people check you out there? Also, I should thank you. Thanks for the shout out on one of your songs. What's the title? Shout outs? Is that the shout out
yep,
song?
Shout outs. It's called shout outs.
It's called shout outs. What?
Well, it was cool because like I did that. I think like a week and a half after I had seen you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I should see you more often so I get more shout outs. Okay.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
But you know, I just, you know, I want people to know too, like with Nugget Volume 1, I released a CD and a DVD. Mm-hmm. So some people might get confused as to what they're going to get if they purchase the DVD, because the DVD is $15 and the CD is $10. Mm-hmm. But if they buy the DVD, they're going to get the DVD as well as the entire album.
Awesome. Wow.
So it's
the and
DVD.
Signed on the release date. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
That would be awesome.
They're gonna have, it's going to have, they'll have the DVD, the full album. By purchasing the DVD, they also get bonus remixes that aren't on the album, some wallpapers and some other things that, you know, just a little, some extra things on there for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the incentive to purchase the DVD.
Awesome. So, okay, Nugget Volume 1. That's right, Nugget Volume 1. And they can also get it pre-order via the website, GameMusicUSA.com.
Yeah, GameMusicUSA. It's going to be available primarily there. Mm-hmm. Probably for about the next 2 months until I get everything shot over to iTunes.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. That's the. Is that the hard part? Is it hard to get it into iTunes? iTunes?
No, you know, it's an easy process, but it's just, depending on who you go through, it's a waiting game.
Ah, okay.
Because, mm-hmm. you know, they have a backlog of people that all want to get on, so the processing takes a little bit. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, so I'm just, you know, just excited, you know, to have this coming out and people continuing to support me and listen to the stuff, and you know, people like you give mm-hmm. me a chance to get on here and talk to people.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, so thank you very much, Big Nug, for being in the show, and yeah, good luck on your release of Nugget Volume 1.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your support.
All right, time for some bear events, guys. Bear All Pool Party 2008 on August 23rd in Atlanta, Georgia. Come celebrate the annual Atlanta Bear All Pool Party with the new Southern Bears and experience the only thing hotter than August in the South is the men. Mm. Admission to the pool party is $10 at the door, but you must RSVP in advance. Yeah, admission includes a spaghetti dinner. Ooh, a spaghetti dinner. Yeah, BYOB allowed. So go to southernbears.org for more info. Summer Fling 2008 in Nashville, Tennessee on August 28th. Yeah, I think there's the new bear group there. Yeah, so our theme for this year is that 70s run. And our show during the banquet will be the Village Bears. Other prizes will be awarded during the weekend, along with prizes for those best dressed to resemble the 70s. Also, make plans to see the Bearpalooza, yeah, which will be on Friday, August 29th at 7 p.m. in the Skyview Lounge. So, for more info, go to MiddleTNBearAlliance.com. Yeah, I think that's the new bear group there. In Nashville. Okay, so how about in New Orleans? Yes, it's in when is it? New Orleans. It's gonna be Bear Decadence 2008 on August 28th. Yeah, so I'm gonna be there. Yeah, every year I've always been there. Ray and I are gonna be there, so we might be podcasting from there. So come on down to the Big Sleazy. Yeah, that's what we call it. So come on down to the Big Easy for 4 days of Sweatin' in the Swamps Bear Decadence 2008, held in conjunction with the annual Southern Decadence Celebration. This series of events is sure to bring out the beast in all of you. Right. Non-stop action beginning Thursday night with our Welcome to Decadence Bear Beer Blast. On Friday, the New Orleans Bears assist in hosting Leather Decadence, the largest Levi leather block party in the South. This year, our Sire Ursus contest has moved to Saturday night. Oh, they used to do it on Friday nights. And I always miss it because I drive into New Orleans and I always miss the the contest. So they moved it to Saturday night. I might be able to watch it. So join us for dinner and get a look at some hot bears competing for the title of Sire Ursus of Decadence 2008. Sunday starts with the bear breakfast, of course. I don't know what leaves. I don't know. During breakfast, the bears hold their best bear beard, belly, butt, and chest contests. Let me say that again. During the breakfast, the bears hold their best bear beard, belly, butt, and chest contests. The breakfast provides fuel for marching in the Southern Decadence Parade, which follows. Yeah, that happens on Sunday afternoon. Okay, so Sunday night, the bears host a dance party. Oh, I don't know where that is yet. So for more info, go to bearsofneworleans.com. Some say New Orleans. I got used to saying New Orleans, because that's how Mike says it. So bearsofneworleans.com. Bear Quest Camping Festival on August 29th in Blackpool, United Kingdom. Welcome to Bear Quest, the first ever festival camping weekend in the entire UK exclusively for bears, cubs, and their admirers. The dates are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 29th, 30th, and 31st. You have to type that out. On August 2008. That's the week after the August bank holiday. So they call it the bank holiday. The event will be featured in a large circus-style marquee with stage, DJ, entertainment, and beer and food are available. And there will be stalls and large fun fair and a campsite for all of you guys to pitch your tents. I like pitching tents. Okay, tradesbar.co.uk is the website. Last event is Weekend of Outrageous Fun. Woof. For short. Okay, so that's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on August 29th. We've taken great individual events and we've been doing for years and turned it into a nice small scale relaxing bear run. We enjoy a few bar nights and an afternoon at our local renowned Kennywood amusement park. Poke some fun at the idea of bear contests. Using the quotes. Bear contests, while enjoying wonderful entertainment. And this year, we're excited to have comedian William Brown, Shelby Cub. Of course, that whore. Yeah, it's William Brown. So on Sunday night, the run, we enjoy an afternoon potluck picnic with games and connecting with friends. And one of the best parts of the weekend, we spend Sunday night chilling out with a movie and PJs, slumber party style. Nice. So, it's a social where we snuggle up with pillows and blankets while enjoying fun movies with belly rubs all around. And all this at a decent rate that doesn't kill your wallet. Okay, what fun movies? I'm sure it's gonna be some porn. I'm just guessing, you know. Okay, so for more info, go to bergbears.com/wolf. Weekend of Outrageous Fun. I just like that name. All right, how about some voicemail?
Hey, Maynard and Ray. This is Jeff calling.
Hey, Jeff.
I just finished listening to episode 222. And
this is 2020.
It's really cool to see that one of the Chaser shows made it to the top five. Really
yep.
cool.
Mm-hmm.
And also, congratulations on your 3-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Great work as always, guys. Hugs and tugs. Bye.
Hugs and tugs. Thank you, Jeff. Wow, it's good to hear from Jeff. He's part of the Chaser show also, and he joins us. The last one was 219, I think. Yeah. And we were with Carl even, and it was a fun show. And you guys may have seen the videos already from Comic-Con. There's a Chaser show. It's a Chaser video podcast, I guess, because Carl was the one holding the camera. And the other video is another Ray and Carl taking videos, and we got to see Brian King for a Day and the E-Ticket and Rugby Bear PA, some other people I know from LiveJournal. So go ahead and go to the website, check it out. And if you have a problem downloading it, let me know, because it was in MOV format, but it should be in MP4 format. So anyway, yeah, that's the problem. All right, so how about some listener comments? Okay, here's an email from Sneezer Cub. Hi guys, I've recently begun to listen to the show again after a long hiatus, and I must say the show's better than ever. Thank you. Yeah. So, Nard, I hope you and Mike are having a great time in Manila. Yes, we did, very much. Except for the heat and humidity. Yeah, and he said, I was surprised to hear that a group like Bigger Manila even exists there. Yeah, I was surprised myself. I just found that out about last month. Maybe a month before I left for Manila. So, times have certainly changed in the 15 years since I left the country. And, by the way, we definitely want to see Nard mummified. Videos are required. Oh my gosh. People want me mummified. Now I'm scared. Okay, we got website comments too. So, yeah, everyone out there, you can send your emails, bearpodcast@gmail.com. Or post your comments on the website. Yeah, somebody posted it saying, from Sombrio. He's commenting on episode 218. So it's in Spanish. So I don't know how to say this. Jesus podcasts tan buenos hagan unos en español. I think they want it to be in Spanish. It would be good in Spanish. I don't know. Can anyone translate that? So saludos a todos uds. I don't know. I don't speak in Spanish. So, please, yeah, anyone can translate it for me. I can try Babelfish later or something. Okay, next is from Ned. Great show, guys. Now that I have finally recovered, gave the show a listen. Comic-Con is a welcoming environment where all can feel comfortable. Maybe when you guys come next year, I will give you a behind the scenes at the show. Woohoo! Keep it up. Keep it up, good work. Okay. Okay, so thanks, Ned. And he's from the Geek Roundtable. Yeah, geekroundtable.com. Yes, they're one of the organizers of Comic-Con. So it's awesome. You listen to our show. Wow. Okay, next is from Karlsky. From Manila. Yeah. Hey, Nard, and I enjoyed doing the podcast with you, Mike, and the rest of my gays. Yes. Carl was with us there in the hotel room. Okay, so I was waiting for them. We were text messaging. We were trying to coordinate when we're going to do it, when we're going to record the show. So we ended up recording in the hotel room. So RD, Richard, and Ted came. Oh, Jim. Sorry, Jim. Jim came. And, did I say it right, Ted? Jim? It's Jim. Yeah, that's Jim. Big Jim boy. Yeah, he and Carl joined us. So we did a podcast in the hotel room. Nothing sleazy happened. We just did the show. We just recorded the show. Okay, so thanks, Carl, for the comment. Okay, next is Big Jim boy. It was a great pleasure to meet you and Mike, Nard, and it was also fascinating to finally get involved in podcasting. Yeah, thank you for the rare opportunity. Take care and be happy. Yes, I'm very happy. Thank you, Big Jim boy. Yeah, it was really fun hanging out with them. Okay, so next, Achilles. Great seeing you, Nard, at the BMG, Bigger Manila Groove. It's a party that Saturday. So that was the Saturday we were in. So, and thank you for having us here in your podcast. Thank you, Achilles, for posting. Yeah, you always do stuff. I'm really proud. I can't say enough. I'm really so proud of the Bigger Manila Group, because, you know, I never knew there's a chump group in my own country. Okay, so from Mr. Panda Bear, Jeff, yes. Yay, a Chaser show made the top five. Woohoo! Yeah, it's good. It's pretty much Let me see here. It's pretty much what he said in the voicemail. So if you ship stuff back home during a trip and it's media, you can get a cheaper shipping rate with USPS. This would work great for all the videos, books, and stuff you got at Comic-Con. Yeah, that's right. So, and thank you for the congratulations too, Jeff. Yeah. And yep, it's a problem in Comic-Con. You buy lots of stuff and you don't know how to ship them back. Yeah, so the best thing to do is get some prepaid boxes, I think, and just send them off, mail it. Or go home on a Monday afternoon on a Comic-Con or whatever con you are in. So whatever you need to ship, you can do it in Monday morning. Okay, so who else? PJ. PJ, yes. Ah, damn it. I was in Hong Kong when you were in the country. Wow. Jet setter, PJ. So yeah, PJ was... I've been communicating with PJ before. He was supposed to meet him there at the in Manila, so he could join us in the podcast. Maybe do a Chaser show in the Philippines. So yeah, okay. Next, now yeah. Thank you, PJ, and I hope you enjoy your stay there in Hong Kong. Okay, next is Carl again. Yes, it's Carl, and he's commenting on the Comic-Con. Ha! Oh my God. OMG. OMG. I'm sorry I missed the six hot bears. Yeah, he didn't get to see the other guys. So he says, I've met Brian through a mutual friend. He's a nice guy and pretty good at Guitar Hero from what I've heard. Awesome podcast. I can't wait till next year. And next year, Carl, maybe we'll join you. Maybe I'll be able to join you now. So I sure hope so. I'll keep my fingers crossed. Yeah. Alright, so that's it. Yeah, that's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us on Bear Podcast. If you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com, or if you want to email ray@bearpodcast.com, or email directly the whole show, bearpodcast@gmail.com. And visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. And you can call the voicemail line just like Jeff did. Yeah. It's 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice comments and we will play it in the show, just like Jeff's voicemail. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and you can dig us at dig.com, and you can friend me at Twitter. I'm Nard in Twitter. Twitter.com/Nard. And if you have an iPhone, hey, if you have recommendations of a nice iPhone apps, because I got an iPhone right before I left for Manila. I got an iPhone before I left for Manila, and I wasn't able to use it, only the Wi-Fi part. But yeah, I was in Manila for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and I wasn't able to use the iPhone. But anyway, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone if you want to test it out. Check out the website. That way you can check out the, you can play the shows from there. Okay, so thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Hey Mr. DJ, can you play that song? Keeps them bodies moving right all night long. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. When I fall through the club and I'm getting real tipsy and I'm bumping into y'all, don't pay me no mind, just stand me back up. I'll be on my way to grab another cup of that fixer, strange elixir. Do a shot, it hits you quicker. Grab a beer or six or seven. Will we stop? There is no telling. I've been known to have a few bad habits, done my dirt, so there you have it. One more drink to keep my balance. Staying awake is my only challenge. The party's getting started and we're drinking all night. Yeah, the party's getting started and we're feeling alright, yeah. When I fall through the club, you know that's how we do it. We sweat, we grind, we rub. You know that's how we do it. 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 Hey, Mr. DJ, can you play that song?